In local news, Waikato Regional Council has confirmed to Raglan Community Radio that a consent application has indeed been lodged for a mussel spat and mussel nursery farm off our coast. It is proposed to be in four separate marine farming blocks covering an area of 700 hectare. And at the same time, a formal request for a private plan change has been made to the operative coastal plan to change commercial aquaculture from being a prohibited activity. This is separate to the wider coastal plan review happening at the moment and will have its own public submission process. The 2023 Waikato Scholastic Surf Team is heading over to Gisborne to compete at the National Surfing Champs these school holidays. Coached by DK and Tana, they'll be in the water from next Monday the 25th through to Friday. And as always, the team is dominated by Raglan surfers and includes Van Cammonson, Jake Bailey and Sam Greeters for the under-14 boys, Theo Morse, Jacob Haynes and Ethan Kirk-Orman for the under-16 boys, Lani Fraser-Hurst, Jade Cammonson and Molly Mahina for the under-16 girls, Luke Diamond and Jarman Thompson for the under-18 boys and Isla G for the under-18 girls. Good luck, everyone. And it's a good weekend coming up if you like garage sales with both the campground at 10 a.m. on Saturday and the Old School Art Centre at 10 a.m. on Sunday hosting their own events. Proceeds from the campground are going to local charities and the Old School will be using their proceeds to fund the myriad of arts-related activities and services that they run. And the Raglan Town Hall is hosting the second Whangaroa Healthy Living Expo this weekend from 9 till 4pm on Saturday. Described as a fun family day with integrative workshops, demonstrations and stalls, it'll have everything from crystals to massage to herbal medicine to yoga, plus a series of workshops next door in the community house basement room. And that is the Raglan News for Friday the 22nd of September.